This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the third fatal collision in the last week after the driver of a Toyota died in a head-on collision in McKinleyville last night. For unknown reasons, the unidentified driver was headed in the wrong direction on Highway 101, and a Dodge pickup that was headed north collided head-on with the Toyota. The driver of the Toyota was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the Dodge suffered minor injuries and did not require medical attention. The identity of the deceased is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, and the CHP is investigating whether or not drugs or alcohol played a factor in the crash. The solo vehicle crash off of Highway 96 near the Trinity River is now a potential fatal collision after divers found what is believed to be a body in the vehicle. At some point between Saturday and Monday, the driver was headed north on State Route 96 near Hoopa when the driver made a sudden turn in the road and drove the vehicle off the west side of the roadway. The vehicle collided with the hillside until it fell into the Trinity River. Further recovery efforts were being made today, and a preliminary dive that was conducted revealed that a body was possibly trapped in the vehicle. The investigation is ongoing. Further updates have been released by the CHP Garberville office on the vehicle collision just north of Leggett yesterday morning that involved an RV and a Mendocino deputy patrol car. It was close to 10 o'clock when the driver of the RV failed to account for the traffic ahead that had stopped at the construction site, and the RV ran into the back of an unmarked Mendocino County Sheriff's patrol car. The car then hit the vehicle in front of it, and that vehicle then hit the next car in line. A passenger in the sheriff's patrol car, who was on for a ride-along, suffered moderate injuries and was transported to the hospital. Impairment is not considered as a factor in the crash. Officials with the Six Rivers Forest Service has been assessing the damage that has been done to roadways in the region following the series of winter storms. Forest Service officials have identified at least 90 road-related sites that are in need of repair. Damage so far has been identified as large and small landslides, excessive road surface runoff, plugged culverts, among other issues. Residents who wish to visit the forest but are uncertain about the status of the roadways are encouraged to contact Forest Service officials. Caltrans District 1 announced today that beginning next week, State Route 36 near the Densmore area will be under a full closure at mile markers 36 through 40. A Federal Highway Administration project is taking place over the next two summers on State Route 36 as crews look to widen and realign the roadway to two lanes. The road will be fully closed Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to noon and from 1 p.m. to 5, and then Friday from 8 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Motorists should expect 30-minute delays. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has state news.
The State Comptroller's Office has updated the website that tracks the salaries of government employees across the state, including city, county, special districts, and state employees. There are more than 680,000 positions listed, everything from city clerk to county supervisor to police officer, and more than 2 million people are employed in those positions across the state. The data shows the average salary of a city employee increased by nearly 2% from 2015 to 2016, and for county employees, that average increase was 1.5%. You can view the data online at the Government Compensation in California website.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt County is set to receive just over $840,000 in additional funding this year after the U.S. Department of the Interior authorized payment in lieu of taxes to be distributed. California will see $48 million in total paid out across the 58 counties, and Mendocino County will get $640,000. Delnor County is set to receive $608,000, while Trinity County is also set to receive $574,000 in PIL payments. Humboldt County has nearly 500,000 acres that are owned by the federal government, and that acreage is key to the formula used to determine how much each county will be paid through the program. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.